Thank you. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you once again. Hope, pray the Lord to speak to your heart today. Bless you in a way that you'll never get over. When you truly get born again and when you get saved, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it in this world. It's more than a church membership. It's more than a water baptism. It's more than turning over and just trying to do better and just start trying to go to church and do good morals, which I think is good. You need to do good morals. You need to be a good person. You need to go to the house of God, but those things can't save you alone. You need to go to the house of God. You need to hear the Word of God where it's really being preached, where the Holy Spirit's using that person, that man, to stand in the gap, make up the hedge. And when you can hear the good Word of God and receive it and believe it, faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word. And when you do, I tell you, you'll get saved. You'll get baptized in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, by one Spirit are we all baptized in one body. They talked about that. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. That means there's one baptism essential to salvation. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you get that when you get saved. That's how you know you're saved, by the Spirit He gives you. We're baptized to the body of Christ. We have the Holy Spirit baptizes into that body. And that's how we get to heaven. And I tell you, I believe in water baptism. I believe that's something we do after the fact, after we get baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. Then we go and do the water baptism to show what's happened on the inside. It's an outward token to make known what's happened on the inside, what the Holy Spirit done for us and baptized us into the body of Christ. And I'm thankful that I've been baptized into the body. I've been born again. I've been born again. I've been born into the family and the household of God. That's how I'm going to heaven. It's not because of what I did. It was Jesus did at Calvary when He gave up the ghost, when He paid an awful price. His life become a sacrifice, His body. He said, Father has prepared me a body that I should die and become a sacrifice for the people, for the what God had made, the creation for mankind. He became that sacrifice, the atonement. He came to redeem man from his sin. He came to rescue mankind from dying in sin and going to hell. He become a ransom for us. And I'm thankful to know that today, that I serve a true and a risen Savior today. He's not a dead God. He's not lying in the grave and dead. No, He got up. The Bible said the Father didn't suffer His Holy One to see corruption, nor left His soul in hell, but raised Him from the dead after the third day. So He got up from the grave. I tell you, He's the one that lives. He's the true and living God. And I tell you, all the other gods are dead gods. They are no gods. They can't do anything for you. They can't get you to heaven. They can't forgive you of your sins. They can't wash you by their blood. No matter what kind of sacrifice they try to bring, I tell you, it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, Jesus said, I am the door that leads unto the sheepfold. He's the way to heaven. There's only one way to heaven. That's through Him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by Him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by Him only will you get to heaven. That's the only way you're going to get saved. If you believe on any other person, any other man, and you say, this is my God, then you'll die in sin and go to hell with it. God help you today. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you the truth. And yes, it may come out strong, but you need to hear it. You need something to shake you. I mean, just shake you in your boots today. You need something to really wake up your eyes. And it's the Word of God. The Bible said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine. Because the time will come where they won't endure sound doctrine, but will heap themselves having teachers, having itching ears. In other words, they're tickling their ears of the people. And that's what people think today, what a preacher is. He's to come and he's to tickle the ears. He's to just tell everybody what they want to hear. He's to pat them on the back. He's just to tell them how lovely they are. And everything's wonderful, but that's not the right. The Bible said there's a generation that's pure in their own eyes, but they're not washed from the filthiness. But a real man of God will stand in the gap. He'll get up. He'll blow that trumpet. And he'll show the people their sins. God will give them the message to speak unto them that they may see themselves as a sinner, that they may repent over their sins, that they may confess their sins to God, that they may come unto him and come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and confess their sins. And the Lord will save them and make them a new creature in Christ. And that's the way you got to come. You got to come through him. But a real preacher is going to preach the word of God. He's going to preach against sin. He's going to call those sins out. He's going to point his finger. I mean, he's going to lift up his voice. Yes, he's going to, when the hand of God gets on him, he's going to preach to you. And that's what you need. You need to receive it. I tell you today, these people today, like I said, they just think that a preacher ought to just be soft-spoken and he ought to just tickle their ears, but that's not so. Now, I wouldn't give you anything for these people that are full of wildfire and they're going about and they just destroy everybody with their ways and so forth. And but if it's not the Lord, you leave it alone. You don't even stand in the pulpit. There's so many people today that are standing in the pulpit today that's not qualified. They haven't been called of God. God has a due order. He calls a man to preach. The Bible said that he is to be the husband of one wife. And so it's a man that God calls to pastor church and to preach the word of God like that. And I tell you, God calls a deacon to be a man and so forth. And we have that written in the book of Timothy. As we go, we can look in Titus and we can see where the Word of God tells us how the due order is and what he is called. And so he's called man to preach and he's to preach. Now, a man has failed. He's done a lot of things. But see, God still has his people. He still has those men that will stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And there's some that's fallen down. There's some that's just let up. There's some that's just want just to be smooth and not really preach against sin, where they won't have any backlash, where they will be talked, where they'll be, other words, praised and lifted up by the world, that they just have a smooth message. But I tell you today, if you're called to preach, you're to preach the word, and you're to preach it like the way God gives it. That's what God told the prophets. He said, "Now I'll tell you this thing. I'm going to give you this word." He said, "Jeremiah." He said, "You give them just like I gave it to you. Don't diminish. Don't alter to the left or to the right. But you give them the word that I give unto thee." And here he went. And even though he was thrown down an empty well there to die, up down in the mire, and they had to pull him out. There was one Ethiopian man, I believe, one, and pulled him out with rags, old rags and cloths, and tied them together and pulled him out. And it's times when he was just about to die down in prison with just barely even any piece of bread or water. But yet he went to preach and tell him what God gave him. And one time he began to say, he said, "Cursed am I." And he began to talk about he couldn't mention the Lord's name again. And so he said, "But I couldn't help myself. There was a fire that shut up in my bones and I couldn't contain." And he had to preach the word of God. And when you got a calling, my friend, today, you got to preach the word of God. You got to preach it, because if you don't, I tell you, there's a fire burning inside you and there's a great need out there. And I tell you, you got to preach it just like God gives it to you. And when you do, I praise God, He'll deal with hearts. He'll draw them. And there's some that are sick. There's some that are not able at the moment. And there's some that are getting better. And they're going to preach it because God called them to. And that's different. But there's some that's just got lax and lean. There's some that's just tickling the ears. And you're not to tickle the ears. You're to cry out to them and beseech them and beg them by the mercy of God that they would give their lives and give their hearts to Jesus, and that they would just ask God to have mercy upon them, a sinner, and come into their heart and save them. And today, if you're not saved, my prayer to God is that you get saved, that you come to Him. Now, one thing that stops people, one of the main things that stops people from coming to Christ to be saved is pride. It's pride. They don't want to give up their pride. They think, well, people are going to think less of them. They think, well, I'm going to have to live like live by the Bible. Yes, you will. And it's a wonderful way to live. And you'll say, well, I have to change this and change that. I'm about to run with the world. No, you won't, because you have no desire to when you get saved. And I tell you, He'll put something in you. I tell you, He'll put a joy in you. He'll put something inside you. You'll never get over. I tell you, you won't desire the world no more. You don't want the things of the world and the pleasure for sin for a season. You just want to get in the Word of God. You want to dig deeper. You want to dig deeper in the Word of God. You want to climb higher in the Word of God. You want to eat the Word of God, and you just can't get enough of it. I tell you, it's food to the soul. It's enlightening to our eyes. It's a light unto our path, and it's knowledge unto our souls. It gives us wisdom and understanding and how we ought to conduct ourselves and live and how to handle all situations. And thank God for the Word of God. He didn't leave us alone. Thank God we have the Spirit of living God living in us. We that are saved, and we have the Word of God today that we can live by. We ought to love it, eat it up every day. And I tell you, get in there and love it and eat it, drink it. And I tell you, it's wonderful to the soul, and it gives us strength. And I tell you today, you must come today. As the Holy Spirit's dealing with you today, you must come. You must come and ask Him to have mercy upon you. And the first step to get saved, you got to realize that you're lost and that you need a Savior. You got to realize that you're hell bound. You got to cry out to Him. You got to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, a sincere spirit, a humble spirit, a spirit of a child as He comes, humble and needing something. You got to come to Him like that. And when you do, He'll save you. But pride will get in the way. I tell you, the devil will tell you, you don't have to right now. He'll tell you, you can wait later. He'll cast one of his lies up. Well, you got plenty of time. You're young. No, you don't. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off to tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring for him. I got saved when I was 8 years old, and I thank God He dealt with me young. And I went through some things as a little child in my home life there, and my childhood wasn't so good. But I tell you, the Lord got glory out of the situation, and He gave me understanding. As I got to the house of God, as I heard the Word of God preached, I wasn't in some kind of kid's Sunday school class. I wasn't some type of little baby room. I tell you, I was sitting right down in the congregation with the rest of the grown-ups. And when a man preached in his house, at the time it was in his house, it's all right. I believe in Sunday school classes and different groups. And when God's using that particular person to teach them. But see, we was there all together, and God spoke to me through the Word of God as a little child. He made it so simple, so plain to me. I had no problem understanding what I needed to do to get saved. And I took it. I believed it. And I cried out to Him, and He saved me just like I was. And I tell you, He didn't come right then and there. I'm talking about I prayed. I don't know how many times I prayed, but when I really prayed with all my heart, that's when I got saved, when I really meant it. And so today, pride will keep you from coming if you let it. The devil will lie to you. He'll tell you all kind of lies. Well, like I said, you got plenty of time. Or he'll tell you, well, you can just do a little better, and you can continue to live like you're living, and this and that. You can't bargain with God. You got to come to Him, and you got to come and want above Him, above life itself. I tell you, you got to want above everything. And when you do, when you come to Him like that, and you really see yourself as a sinner, thank God the price is already paid. The blood has been shed already on Calvary. I tell you, that is the cleansing agent. That is the what is made atonement for you sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all our sin. And it's already been paid. The price has been paid. The death has already took place. And He died one time for the sin of the entire world forever. He don't have to die a second time. He don't have to come like He did before. Once every year, the high priest would take that sacrifice and they'd slay it, and they would take the blood and sprinkle around the mercy seat and the host of holies for man's sin at the time. But see, when Jesus came, He came one time to die. He died, and I tell you, it was a holy sacrifice. God accepted it, and God brought Him into heaven, and He sat down on the mercy seat into heaven, and He's interceding prayers for the saints according to the will of God. He's still working in heaven. He's still there. He's still doing His part, but yet He sat down because He did the will of the Father. He died for sin of the world. But my time's quickly come and gone. My prayer to God is you get saved. God bless you. Get somewhere and pray. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.